Now, I've been reading here about a new smartphone app that people are concerned about. Let me speak to Wayne Denner from WayneDenner.com. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, there are concerns about a new smartphone app which has led to some young people allegedly swapping nude and inappropriate pictures. The Yellow app, it's been labelled as a Tinder for teens. Now, there'll be some people maybe listening to this show who don't even know what Tinder is. Just remind us of the service that Tinder provides.
Well, Tinder is a dating app, and it's primarily designed for the over 18s, and it allows you to find and meet people via the Tinder app. If you like somebody, you swipe right. If you don't like them, you swipe left.
And it's very often used for almost instant meet-up, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole dating world, I suppose, has changed, Frank. People are now meeting a lot online. A lot of people have met online and got married online. So these apps are growing in popularity, and people are using them to meet other people. And Tinder is primarily adult audience. There has been some concerns in the past with teens actually using Tinder.
And Yellow has popped its head up. I'm not going to say its ugly head, but there are concerns that there may be inappropriate use, if there is such a thing on the internet as inappropriate use. But you know where I'm coming from on this. Parents would have their concerns about Yellow.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Yellow, actually, is it also, you know, it's an app that allows you to find people on Snapchat effectively. So there's 150 million active users on Snapchat daily, and 10 million of those users are actually here in the UK. So the thing about Snapchat is it's growing in popularity, but the problem with Snapchat has been for a very, very long time, it's difficult to find people to follow. So it's not like other social media platforms where you can add somebody as a friend. Of course, you can do that within Snapchat, but you kind of need to know their username. So this new app that has come out called Yellow allows young people to find people on Snapchat. Now, it is a 17-plus app, and it's similar to Tinder that you just mentioned at the top of the show. If you like somebody, you swipe right. If you don't like them, then you swipe left. But if you swipe right and you like them and that person likes you back, then guess what? You can automatically add them as a friend on Snapchat.
So when you say it's a 17-plus app, teenagers, younger teenagers shouldn't be using it or not allowed to use it? What do you mean by 17 plus?
Well, it's been rated in the App Store as 17 plus, which means there has been some concerns in relation to how it's being used. I mean, you mentioned some examples of nudes being shared on Snapchat and these kind of things. So there has been those sort of cases which have popped up, and this has been documented in the media. So this app has been rated in the App Store as 17. So, you know, social media landscape is changing on a daily basis, and there's new smartphone apps coming out all the time. Snapchat is growing in popularity. Many young people are still unaware that, you know, Snapchats can actually be saved. So you need to be extremely careful, you know, if you are sending any images, any content on Snapchat at all. And also, you also need to be very, very careful with who you're accepting friends requests. It goes back to the old, you know, analogy, if you don't know them in the real world, you shouldn't be accepting a friends request from them online. So this app now opens you up to accepting friends requests or being matched with people right around the world.
I was out on Saturday night at a hugely successful event at Downpatrick Cricket Club. It was one of the best nights I've had. It was Lip Sync, and the young people down there, not so young as well, were raising money for a couple of really good causes. And I could not believe how much social media interaction there was. There were 10 acts, some of them dressed in the most bizarre outfits, pretending to be stars on the stage doing the lip sync routines, and I was introducing them on the stage. Now, the amount of social media that was generated by the phones in the audience and by people coming through the audience and up onto the stage and their phones always being on was amazing. And one guy actually said to me at one point, "We're live at the moment." This is the first time anyone's ever actually used those words. Those words are straight out of TV. "We're live at the moment." And yes, he was live on Facebook at that particular time while I was carrying on and acting the leg. You just have to remember that you probably are being filmed all the time if you are out and about. So if that's happening in a very public way where we all know what's happening, my goodness, if we're trying to do something, I suppose, that we don't want our next door neighbours to know about, we will be caught out.
It's very, very difficult now when it comes to social media and the internet. Everything is documented, Frank, you know, at events. you know, when you're out and about at the weekend, you know, people are taking pictures, uploading content online, and this information is going to be available for a very, very long time. And every time you go on to Snapchat or you go on to Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, all of this information is contributing towards your digital footprint or your digital tattoo. And think about it, you know, and long after we're gone, people are going to be able to go online and Google your name and find out what you got up to. So it's almost like your family tree is going to be very, very easy found, or your digital footprint online, because every one of us is documenting something and sharing it on social media.
We should, of course, not be worried, concerned or annoyed if someone who we're responsible for has a Tinder account or a Yellow account.
You know, the thing about Tinder is, and the interesting thing about Tinder is, so Tinder is primarily an over 18 audience, okay? So I don't have an issue with people using Tinder, from the over 18 point onwards. You know, if they're using it to meet people or whatever, that dating landscape has completely changed. But the problem is, with the smartphone apps in existence today, many children are being exposed to experiences online. And, you know, they're seeing things online that they can't unsee, or they're experiencing things online that they can't unexperience due to the technology and due to the smartphone apps. So parental, involvement is key. Education is really, really important, and it's all about being informed and then informing young people to be motivated to protect themselves online. There's no doubt that social media poses real danger for children, and it's important that parents are up to date about these new smartphone apps and that kids are using things like Snapchat. And an app like Yellow does enable them with the ability to connect with people that they might not otherwise have connected with in the first place.
Okay, so if you have a 15-year-old daughter or a 15-year-old son and he or she has Yellow or Tinder on their phone, those are flags that you should be worried about.
Absolutely. Those are concerns that if you were to notice those icons on your teen's smartphone app, that's something that you might want to have a conversation with about. Tinder is an over 18 app, and it should not be used by teenagers and young people. It's geared towards the over 18 market. It's an adult audience, and Yellow is an app that allows you to find people to connect with on Snapchat, and it matches you with those people. It's important to be aware that that app is rated as 17 plus in the App Store, due to some of the content that is being pushed through that app.
Marcus is asking me about Grindr on the texts here. And my understanding of it is Grindr is a dating app for the gay community, similar to Tinder, or is that a misunderstanding?
Yeah, it's a similar dating app as well. So again, any of these apps that are in existence that allow you to swipe left or swipe right, most of them have some sort of adult content on it and should not be used by children and young people.
Okay, Wayne, thanks for that. Thank you very much. Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com.